Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
I did because I got a charge on my credit card that I did not do.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Diane Maher, M-A-H-E-R. And it was for $59.89. And I need this credited as soon as possible.
Is it Diane or Diana?
Diane.
It's Di. Oh, okay. Let me put it in 1 second. I don't see. What's your zip code?
17112. Could you spell your first name, please?
It's Lakin.
And where are you located?
In California.
All right. And what's your direct phone number?
The number that you're calling.
All right.
Is this in someone else's name?
I don't know if it's under my husband, Thomas.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
2732 Colonial Road, Harrisburg, PA, 17112.
All right. So I do have an account pulled up here that's showing in your husband's name. Looks like you're showing that there was a survey taken to win an iPad through a sweepstakes entry. Have you spoke with your husband about that?
We don't do stuff like that. No. We do not do that. So please credit our account. Because that was a scam.
What was a scam?
The iPad.
So did your husband sign up to get that?
No.
Okay, so why are you saying it was a scam?
Because the whole thing was a scam and we got billed for it.
But what was it? Where's the scam part? What is this?
I just want a credit for it, ma'am.
All right. Have you contacted anyone about this charge, or did you call us first?
I called you first.
Give me 1 second.
Did you sign up to win an iPad?
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to be $60?
Why would it even so? Why would it be on that? What's it?
I don't know. Okay, he said he did sign up for something, but it was supposed to be free,
mm-hmm.
That there was not supposed to be a charge, and then you charged him $59.89?
That is correct. The $59.89 is not for the iPad. Whenever he entered to win that iPad, you have to pay the $59.89. It's a meal planning app subscription. That's why he got billed.
A meal plan subscription?
Yeah, that's what he was paying for when he tried to win that iPad, but he probably didn't read the information.
No, we want a credit for that. He didn't know what he was signing up for.
Okay, let me see. He signed up on the 4th. All right, let me go back here and see. Okay, so it looks like he signed up on the 4th. So it looks like here we can do a 25% refund on that charge for him.
No, 100%, or I'm going to my bank and have it canceled.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do here.
Because we got nothing from it.
I understand that. All right, so what I'll do is, as a one-time courtesy, I will go ahead and refund this charge. After that, then I will further look into it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second.
I'm sorry to be so rude, but we're getting these charges on our account that we don't do.
Oh, no, you're fine.
And being retired, you only have a limited income.
One second. All right. So you can give the refund about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your account. For some reason, if you do not see a refund, give us a call back. If you get a refund and then it turns into a reversal, give us a call back as well.
Pardon me, if we don't get the refund call back?
Correct.
Why wouldn't we get the refund?
I mean, I'm just saying sometimes you might not get it in 3 to 5 days. It just depends. But that's usually the time frame that we give them to refund it. So if it hasn't been refunded, then give us a call back so we can see why it's not refunded.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too, my dear.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.